from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I haven't been as concerned about the offensive line as I think a lot of people, because I'm like, do they still have Joel Bitonio? Do they still have Wyatt Teller? Maybe you get Conklin, who's started to work out and practice, or at least show up at practice in a Browns uniform. But some people are a little nervous. Jason Lloyd is in for Ken Carmen today.
I'm in a little nervous. I'm in the nervous camp.
Nervous?
Yeah.
I mean, most fan bases do not get five great offensive linemen. We have had the luxury of having a really, really solid offensive line now for a long period of time.
Yep.
And that just isn't the case normally. Now, Bill Callahan, that is the one thing I am nervous about, is that Callahan is gone. So you don't know if they're going to be able to fall back on a lot of the fundamentals that it seems like, hey, this guy's out, this guy's out, this guy's out. All right, whatever. We'll deal with it. And that is something that the running game, you know, has always been pretty dynamic regardless. So we'll see this year. But like, as far as, you know, left tackle situation, yeah, Jed Wills, I don't know what to expect. This was going to be a make or break year for him, and he's not been able to really be out there. And like you said, going to break, arthroscopic knee surgery, this is kind of different.
8 months. I think I said 9 earlier. It's been 8. He had surgery in December. It's now the end of August.
Do we think it was more than arthroscopic knee surgery?
No, I don't think. Something had clearly happened along the way. But I went back and looked. When he had it, they said he'd be ready for the start of the season. Well, all right. We've got 2 weeks to go-ish. So we'll see. We got 2 weeks. Maybe he's out there Monday or Tuesday when they come back from Seattle.
Is that enough time to get ready for the season?
Yeah. If he's out there next week, that's enough time.
Then why did we start doing this in July? Why did the rest of the team start in July?
Well, I mean, veterans will tell you, like, training camp's awful, and a lot of guys will string out injuries or whatever.
You saw that with some of the vets, by the way. By the way, the first day those guys met, knees, hamstring.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you after the Seattle game.
Right. And maybe that's the case. Maybe he's out there next week and all this goes away. But until we see it, I think you have to have a little bit of a level of concern.
All right. No concern as far as Jason Lloyd is concerned on the Donovan Mitchell trade. Obviously, Jason is somebody who's covered the Cavs a very long time. So I wanted to pick your brain on this because we got into it big time yesterday. We got into almost a shouting match when it came to the Bleacher Report grades on the Mitchell trade. They said, hey, we're regrading. It's been a few years. And then Ken Carmen and I, we went toe-to-toe.
Bleacher Report, they did a regrade of the trade with the Cavs. Donovan, Spider Mitchell, and Lauri Markkanen, and they gave the Jazz an A, they gave the Cavs a B+. You right now are saying that Utah would get a higher grade than the Cavs.
I think it's a 10 out of 10. I agree with their site. You could not have done better than to get those draft picks and Lauri Markkanen.
I think you're crazy. I do not think that they won this trade or they should get a higher grade than the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'll listen to anybody.
So that was yesterday, and I did say I thought the Cavs, the fact that they got Donovan Mitchell to stay, huge coup. coup for the Cavs. I did say they've only won one playoff series, and they were supposed to be title contenders with that move. That's why they pounced when they did on Donovan Mitchell. It was a trade I absolutely endorsed at the time. Yeah. I still do.
Yeah.
I just think Utah ended up getting way more than I thought they would, because Lauri Markkanen is a borderline all-NBA player, and I didn't think that at the time when they dealt for him.
I'd still rather have Donovan Mitchell on my team than Lauri Markkanen.
Sure. Yeah, I don't disagree.
So it's as soon as Donovan re-signed, it's an A, period. They won the trade. Now, Utah can win it too, but it was a huge trade at the time.
Both teams can win.
Yeah, and I think they have. But here's the thing, and I'm with you. Like, Utah's got it between the Gobert trade and the Donovan trade. They've got a ton of picks coming. They're not going to be high picks.
Yeah.
Unless things go crazy wrong and a ton of injuries here or whatever else.
The ones they got in the trade, they've been tanking.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to lose again this year what is going to be a big-time draft class.
But the picks are going to be more than likely in the 20s, at least from the Cavs. Now, had Donovan not re-signed, this is a completely different conversation. The trade could be an absolute disaster. They would have had to trade him, and who knows what you get for him, whatever else. But that's not what happened. And there's a ton of mitigating reasons why he wound up signing the contract. It doesn't matter. He signed. He signed the deal. He's here. And so it's an A. It's not a B+. It's an A. Utah is totally irrelevant. And yes, they might be rebuilding, but they're completely irrelevant right now. And they've got a ton of picks coming, but they're not going to be lottery picks from the Cavs, more than likely. I mean, maybe at the end of this, maybe years 4 and 5, maybe. If the Cavs make some trades or whatever, you know, it's impossible to say what this team's going to look like 4 or 5 years from now.
Do you think Lauri Markkanen is capped out? Like, he's 27.
Yeah, I mean, this is who he is. It's a good player.
He has shown improvement. I mean, almost every year, to the point where they had to take their foot off the gas last year.
Yeah,
because they were almost too good. They were almost too good, and they're trying to tank.
And by the way, give the Cavs credit for that too, because they're the ones that put him at the three. They're the ones who rejuvenated his career. Like, he was a disappointment in Chicago. He was a huge disappointment in Chicago. He comes here, they put him at the three, they go to this ultra big lineup, and it really sort of resuscitated Markkanen. And then he goes to Utah, where there's a lot more oxygen in that offense, and he's been terrific. I'd still rather have Donovan Mitchell on my team than Lauri Markkanen.
Now, yeah, Markkanen did, I mean, 11 threes a game, I think he shot last year, 40% from three. He obviously has, you know, size that,
yes,
you know, you'd love to have on the Cavs,
sure,
now, but
yeah,
you know, he had to be part of the deal. So did Colin Sexton. Sexton's been, I still maintain Sexton's a six man.
He is what he is.
And I think he could be a quality six man on almost any team.
Yes. Yes. I'd still rather have Donovan Mitchell. I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell than Lauri Markkanen, yeah, and Colin Sexton. And the picks, you know, the picks at one time felt like, boy, this could be a wrecking ball, because we haven't even gotten to the to the meat of it. Like, when you look at the Browns and the Watson trade, they're through the worst of it because of the picks. I mean, the money is whatever, but the first round picks, that's over. They wrote the check. They paid the bill. The Cavs bill, the big bill, is still to come with the picks. Obviously losing Markkanen, but you got an upgrade with Mitchell. But the pick side of it, you haven't even felt that yet. So it could have been disastrous, but it's not going to be.
So the only thing, like, I don't disagree with anything you said on the Cavs side of things. I kind of felt like the Cavs would be closer to contending than they've showed. I mean, it's been 2 years. The first year was a disaster in the playoffs. Then they come back, and last year was nearly, the first half against Orlando in that Game 7 was nearly,
yeah,
another disaster.
Yeah.
They end up firing the coach anyway, so we'll see Kenny Atkinson. But they haven't had a huge capacity to get better outside of internal development because of those picks, and because they're essentially close to being capped out. They don't have a lot of ways to get better, and they've been passed up by the New York Knicks. I had somebody tweeted me yesterday, do you think the Magic have passed them? I don't think that. But then again, you know, if Paolo Banchero continues to get better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That could be an issue. You don't want to get passed up by the Magic. You already know Philadelphia added Paul George, and they've got Joel Embiid. Maxey is a total stud, so they don't have to rely on Joel Embiid as much as they have. Milwaukee, are they going to be as bad again as they were last year? Are they going to have the injuries to basically their three best players were all injured last year at critical times? And then obviously the Celtics. So that's the one thing that I am disappointed with, is I thought when they made that move with Donovan Mitchell, they'd be closer than I think they are.
That's fair, but I would also say the parity of the NFL is here to stay in the NBA. Like, we're not going back. And I think it's going to be... I agree that there's probably at least three teams I would put above them right now. But Boston's really good. They're still going to be really good. But I don't, outside of them, I would sort of separate them. I don't know that there's another team out there that I look at and say the Cavs can't beat them. Like, I would give the Cavs, it's sort of like the Guardians, I'd give the Cavs a chance against anybody. And the NBA's never really been like that before, where the 4 seed or 5 seed could go to the finals.
Well, the West was totally wide open last year, as evidenced by Kyrie and Luka going on that run.
Right.
And next thing you know, they're in the NBA Finals. The East, the only real reason, it's fair to say, the only real reason it was as open, or we thought it was as open, was, you know, Boston was like a mail-it-in team.
Boston was
times.
Never really tested. And there's a ton of injuries.
Yes. And then obviously Porzingis, they were a different team with him as opposed to without him. Now they're going to be without him to start the year. And you wonder how quickly, how motivated he'll be to really get back in there. They've got their championship now.
Yeah.
You're hoping that it can erode from within between Tatum and Brown. Brown ends up being most valuable player in the finals, most valuable player for them in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's been a weird offseason for Jason Tatum. I mean, you win your championship, then you don't play in the Olympics. Had to be humiliating for him. But they still seem like they are way better than everybody else. Do they not?
It will erode in Boston. Not yet. One championship doesn't make it erode. But it'll come. I mean, look at the Warriors. The Warriors eroded with Kevin Durant and the pressure of it all, and the Cavs with LeBron. And Dwayne Wade said it best, man, when he got here, and we were talking the one day about the Miami years with LeBron and Dwayne in Miami, and he said, after 4 years together, you sort of get sick of seeing each other. The jokes aren't funny anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it sort of runs its course, especially in the NBA more than any other sport. But Boston isn't there yet.
By the way, one thing I am intrigued, it's just a thought popped into my head about this, watching the Olympics. Like, Donovan Mitchell was not part of the Olympic team.
That was his choice.
It was his choice the year before, right?
Yeah.
The year before, he said that the Knicks series, brutal, I had to play.
He was concerned about the minutes JB was going to play him going into last season.
Mm.
And so he pulled himself from consideration, basically.
Yes. Yes. And then wasn't even part of the discussion for this year.
I mean, because he had previously pulled himself.
So I wonder, guys like Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell thinks of himself as one of the best players in the NBA, does he not?
Yes.
And we've talked about, is he top 10? Is he top 15? Like, where do you have Donovan Mitchell? You don't have to power rank him right now.
Yeah, I'd put him in the fifth. I wouldn't put him in top 10.
Okay, so
that's a big power ranking.
That would be a big power ranking. That'd be like six of them rolled into one. So somebody as good as him, and then you saw again in the playoffs, like, there are only a few guys in the league that are capable of, like, dropping 50 in a playoff game. That guy's done it.
Guy's
done it.
Twice.
Yeah, multiple times. That guy has showed up in some huge games. He's had some highs and lows in the playoffs.
Oh, he's had some terrible playoff games.
He's had some
in
bad
Cleveland.
Playoff games. But you know that he feels like he's one of the best in the NBA.
Absolutely.
And to see the praise heaped on not just the Steph Currys and LeBrons of the world, you know, in Kevin Durant's, but also guys like Drew Holiday, guys like, Devin Booker. Devin Booker has been able to, like, transform his game for the Olympics.
It's funny, you might. I'm not as high on Booker as everybody else is. I think he's a really good player.
What do you think of the way he played, though? I mean, he played his role.
He did. He played it very well. And that's hard for some guys to do. It's not easy to adapt like that.
I mean,
that.
Even Derek White. Derek White is a role player, was getting run. And yet Donovan Mitchell, guys like Donovan Mitchell sitting at home watching Team USA, and the ratings were bonk. They got higher ratings for the basketball there than the NBA Finals. You know, for the Olympics.
Yeah.
I wonder if that is a chip on the shoulder of somebody like Donovan Mitchell. Like, no one's talking about Donovan Mitchell. We talked about all these great players in the league. Obviously, Jokic played for Serbia.
Yeah.
You had Luka. They didn't get out of group play, I don't think, did they? But you had all these guys around the Giannis for Greece. I mean, the team was terrible. They assembled around him. You had, like, washed-up NBA guys who were, like, in their 40s playing on that team. Yet Donovan Mitchell doesn't get mentioned. And not to mention that Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, they should be part of this, right? They're max players in the NBA. Shouldn't they feel like they should be representing Team USA down the road? And you have all these guys that are an afterthought with Team USA.
Well, Donovan was self-inflicted. He could have been part of it. He certainly could have been part of it. He told him no. So maybe in 4 years he revisits that, given everything you just said. If he feels that, he'll only be 31. In 4 years, so...
Well, they need him. I mean, they're not going to have Steph. They're not going to have LeBron. Not going to have Kevin Durant.
Right.
Most likely.
Right. Well, there'll be some spots open for...
Yeah.
So, and maybe Evan Mobley's in that conversation in 4 years.
I do wonder.
He better be. He at least better be in the conversation.
Like, he hasn't even been on the select team.
And he should have been. I feel like he should have been. And I need to find out... I want to poke around on that and find out why, because I thought he should have been on the select team. Darius was on the select team 4 years ago, and look where he's gone. Like, that's supposed to be the jumping off point to get to the national team, and obviously he's gone the other way with that. Donovan certainly is good enough to be on the Olympic team. He could have been. That was his choice, and maybe I don't know if he regrets it or not. I haven't talked to him, and I don't know if he'd be honest if he did. But you know, 4 years of another opportunity. But a lot of it also depends on the team you're on. If you make a deep finals run into June, it's really hard on those guys to turn around then and play on the Olympic team in August because of the demands of July. You get no summer off. It's hard enough when you make a deep finals run. It's hard enough to have any sort of break. But when you put an Olympics on, like LeBron played in 12, they didn't go to the finals in 12. 16, he skipped. He didn't go to the Olympics because of the finals run. So... we'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.